Tim Pawlenty.
Governor Pawlenty, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Sam. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I know we're on a bit of a tight schedule, so I've got some questions ready to go if you're all ready.
I'm all ready.
All right, here we go. The first one, I'd like to talk about this a little bit. You've spoken against increasing the debt ceiling, and which would likely make borrowing more expensive and perhaps threaten the government's ability to make various payments. You seem to encourage a government shutdown in some of your speeches lately. Do you think a government shutdown is a good thing right now?
Well, the more important question is we got to get the country fixed. We got to get it back on the right track. We got to get the economy growing. So obviously we don't want the problems of a financial turmoil or the markets going into turmoil. But if we don't get the federal government spending under control, it's going to create even bigger problems down the road. So we got to do what I did in Minnesota, which is draw lines in the sand and get the government to live within its means just like everybody else has to. And if that means you got to take a tough moment or a dramatic moment, then so be it. But in the intermediate and long term, we have to get the problem fixed, and this is one of the few opportunities to do it.
All right, so would you view this as something, as if it were to happen, as kind of a reset button?
Well, keep in mind the politicians mostly do tough things when they got their backs up against the wall. Most of them are like running water downhill. It helps to give them some points of resistance, and this is one of those moments. And so what I've called for is, look, get something that's meaningful, that makes spending more sustainable, reduce it, and that means have a constitutional amendment to balance the budget, peg spending to a percent of GDP, and in the meantime, do the real work of cutting federal government spending. I don't think that's too much to ask. If you look how we got into this hole, it's because the government spent too much. It's not because we didn't tax enough, and the numbers in that regard are obvious. So I encourage my Republicans in Washington to stand strong, just like I did when I was governor of Minnesota on these issues.
Okay, we're talking about spending now, and I'm, of course, no economic expert, but from a very, very, very basic level, spending to keep the economy going kind of comes from, you know, usually one of three areas, either private spending, private business, or government spending. And if citizens can't afford to spend money and businesses aren't reinvesting, where does that money come from to keep the economy going, to keep money circulating throughout the economy?
Well, that's the problem. The government doesn't create anything. All they do is print money in the basement and then send it out into the economy as a Band-Aid. But you've got to have a private sector that says we want to start actual businesses, grow actual jobs, and not just rely on the government to continue to spend more or print phony money in the basement. By phony money, I mean deficit spending. So the Obama approach of more government spending, printing money, stimulus didn't work. And he's been there 3 years. He had his chance. He told us when he got in he was going to cut the deficit in half in his first term. He tripled it. And so he's got the country headed in the wrong direction economically and financially. And now we need to take a different approach. We've got to do what I did in Minnesota, which is I took spending from historic highs to historic lows. We cut taxes. We had school reform. We did health care reform the right way. No mandates, no takeovers. We appointed conservative judges. Those are the kind of changes I think the country needs, and those are the kinds of changes I'll make when I'm president.
Okay, and I have one more question for you. One of your campaign themes is, as we're talking about some of Obama's policies, is a repeal of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And how do you propose to bring down health care costs? And this is something that hits home close for me personally and a lot of people out there. My father has run his own business for nearly 35 years, has bought his own insurance that whole time. His premiums alone are $2,000 a month. Will people like him in, middle class, middle age, be able to retire comfortably?
Well, this is another area where President Obama didn't keep his promise. He stood in Iowa on the night of the Iowa caucuses last time, said as president he'll work on health care reform, that he'll do it with Republicans who focused on cost containment. As a candidate, he was opposed to the individual mandate. Then he went to Washington, D.C., and did the exact opposite. So I've done health care reform in Minnesota, but we got to do it the right way. We got to have not the government micromanage it. They'll goof it up like they goof up just about everything else they're involved in and run it up under the financial rocks. But we need to have market forces. And look, if we need people to help people who need some help in health care, let's get it to them to the extent we can afford it. But let's let them be in charge of their health care and make choices in a market rather than in another big government-run bureaucracy. And that's the direction he's taking. Obama, I took a different direction in Minnesota, and ours is working.
And those private organizations were able to bring health care costs down with your program in Minnesota? Because that seems to be the problem, is that regardless of what government does, private health care costs are soaring right now, and that's really hard on middle-class American families.
Well, there's no question that healthcare is one of the driving forces on families, on businesses, on governments, local school districts, counties, the state government, federal government. So we have to fix it, but we have to fix it the right way. And what I said in Minnesota was, look, you know, we're going to have healthcare reform, but we're going to have people being more empowered to make choices within a system of what's best for them and the market forces. And I said to our state employees, for example, look, you can go anywhere you want for your health care, but if you go somewhere really expensive and has lower quality, you're going to pay more. And if you go somewhere more expensive with bad results, you'll pay less. And 80% of them or so migrated to higher quality, more efficient providers. And over time, our health care costs, as measured by premiums in that program, have been dramatically below market, dramatically slower, slowing down the cost compared to the market overall.
Okay, and just to wrap up here quickly, Governor, I understand you're going to be in Pella, Iowa next week, and what's going to be the messages you deliver to folks when you're in Pella?
Well, we're going to have a series of town hall meetings all over Iowa next week and beyond, so I hope people will come and then get the details by going to timpalenti.com, and look forward to meeting people and hearing their questions. But the message is, look, a lot of the Republicans are going to be saying many of the same things on taxes, on spending, on appointing conservative judges, on health care the right way. But I've actually done these things, and we can't have another president who's never had any executive experience in a public setting, driven things to conclusion. And I've got the best record in the race, and I've actually run a big enterprise and got good results, great results, in a very blue state like Minnesota. If I can do it there, we can do it in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to do that as president.
All right, very good. Well, Governor Pawlenty, thank you so much for your time today. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you for your time as well. Appreciate being on the show.
All right, and we'll be seeing you next week in Pella.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.